There. I'm not sure if anybody is seeing me or not. I'm having a little bit of technical glitches. Aha! I think it's working now. Hey, good morning. I am learning Ecamm, so forgive me for the mess up here. I'm 4 minutes late because I was talking to no one except for myself. My name is Michelle Martin Dobbins, and I want to welcome you to this free class, The Three Life Altering Secrets of Daily Alchemy. I just need to have one sip of coffee to get me through this. Okay, I'm going to try to figure out how to share my screen with you. Let's see. Uh-oh. No. Let me go back to. Okay, let's see. Computer. Let's see, Zoomed. Position the screen using the scroll gesture. Oh, the fun. Okay, it looks like it's working. So I'm gonna go with that and think that I am right. So. The three life altering secrets of daily alchemy. Excuse me, let my dog out. Yeah. Okay. So, secrets, is something like I personally like am not really a fan of. I always like, hey, why can't I know all the secrets? And let's see. So I wanted to tell you why the secrecy and why this class is about life-altering secrets. And that is because these secrets are your secrets. They're not secrets that I'm gonna tell you, but secrets that I'll help you discover, and then they're yours. They're your secrets alone. Nobody else gets to know, right? So, keeping these secrets enhances their power to transform your life. It's not about creating an exclusionary club. It's about keeping the energy of your daily alchemy workings pure. The observer effect is real. There's just a little link there to a Wikipedia article. And basically, science has found that people looking at an experiment and what they think about it can change the outcome. It changes the way molecules move. It's crazy. So that's why some of these things I say keep a secret, because other people's energy can muddy up the waters, so to say. This is why alchemists kept their laboratories secret. It did not allow others to touch anything, and usually not even to enter them, because everything is energy, and they knew this, and they knew that somebody else's energy coming into their laboratory, touching and messing with things that they were going to work with was going to change it, because alchemists are very different from chemists. Chemists have a set way that they're going to do an experiment, and their goal and belief is that anybody who does those same steps will get those same results. An alchemist does not think that. An alchemist knows that they bring their energy to the table, and their energy is going to affect the result. So therefore, they try to keep certain things secret and only to themselves, so that they're the only person affecting the result, not other people's. So yeah, they wanted to keep other people's energy out of their work. Okay. So that's why the secrecy. The first secret is your secret name. So why would you want a secret alchemical name? Alchemy is the art of transformation, and sometimes that requires a big shift. And we have many vibrations attached to our name. You probably have a lot from your current name. It may be the name that you've been called by your parents, the name that was said when you were in trouble. It carries some baggage if you have been around the planet as long as I have. So a secret name can help you create a new identity as the person you choose to be. Many authors and actors choose stage names for many reasons, but one is to step into the new persona of the artist they choose to become. And some spiritual workers share their magical name with the world and keep their real name secret, which is a fine idea. Sometimes I wish I'd chosen to do that. I know some people who do that, and then there's no worries about judgment from people in their professional or family lives for the work that they do online. So they separate their work from their personal life. But I still think it's awesome to have a secret name that you don't share with anyone, that you can use to bring that energy to the alchemy work that you do. And okay, let me move that. So your secret name can guide you to the step into the essence of who you next want to become. Keeping it secret keeps the energy around it from getting muddied. No one can judge you for it or make you feel silly for having it. And it serves as a portal to the energy of the new you. So what should your name be? Any name that makes you feel the resonance of who you want to become. Start by deciding the who you are that you are, who the you is that you are creating. Okay, that's a tongue twister. This can be a long-term creation, such as your spiritual you, or a shorter-term creation, such as published author, debt-free chick, PhD queen, etc., etc. Don't worry too much about your name. If you choose one and don't like the way the energy fits, you get to change it, right? Nobody else even knows. If you use it for a while and then it loses its juice for you, or you decide to be someone new, change it. It's your secret. As I said, no one else knows. There are no rules except what makes you feel the energy of who you choose to be. You get to make your own rules up about this. Number five, naming chips. Choose a name that resonates with you and lights you up. You can absolutely use the names of characters, gods, goddesses, etc. if it feels right to you. I tend to think it's best to use part of a character's name and add to it and change it to make it your own, because you want to create your own similar energy, not just take on theirs. So like, you may not want your magic name to be Harry Potter, right? Because you don't want to be Harry Potter or Hermione Granger or whatever. And I'm just using those as examples, but you know, or if you wanted to use like Venus or whatever. You want to bring aspects of that energy to what you're creating, but you don't actually want to be Harry Potter. So you might use aspects of the name, either the first name, the last name, or something that evokes that for you, that energy. But I would, you know, like I said, this is for you. No one knows. You get to make up your own rules. But I feel like most people want to just step into that own energy that they're creating and not actually be somebody else, because that's a losing battle. Being you is a battle that you can win, and that one's not always easy, right? Even in this world. Okay, so if you like to play with numerology, there's a site here, mysticscripts.com/ I think, or is it /magical/magical name that you can go to and put in your actual name and your birth date, and it will give you ideas for a secret name, magical name, alchemical name. So don't get stuck and make this like hard and you have to come up with a perfect name. Just choose one, try it on for size. If it doesn't feel right, change it. It's really, really simple. This is something, all these secrets are meant to be fun and light and not like stress and heavy. It's, you know, the energy of what you want to create is so much easier to create from a light touch. I also recommend you check out Beyoncé's alter ego name if you're not aware of it. She has an album titled I Am Sasha Fierce, and she talks about the power that name gives her, and how when she steps on stage as Sasha Fierce, it's like she's a different person and she just steps into performing. And it's really cool. I did put a link here, and you can just go to YouTube and search up Sasha Fierce interviews with Beyonce. And it's really cool. But I did notice that some people have judged her for it, saying she's being demon possessed when she turns into Sasha Fierce and all these different things. So I wonder even if people's judgments and their look on it diluted any of the power that it had for her. I don't know, but I do think I heard her one time say she'd almost wish she kept it a secret. So, but it's a super powerful alter ego name. Okay, so if you're gonna name yourself, what do you want to do with that name, right? If you create a name and you don't use it, it won't have much energy. It's just not going to. I recommend that you use it as a mantra for a while and meditate on it daily. It says a mantra, that means you're just saying it over and over, either out loud or inside your head. And I also recommend using this affirmation, I am blank, where you put the name in, and I am. And whatever is your like next level goal and the kind of the energy of the person that this name you want this name to create for you. So for example, I am Summer Wind and I am filled with peace, or I am Eartha Dawn and I am a well-paid actress. I would remind myself to say this as much as I can when I go throughout my day. And you know, it worked for Moana and Wonder Woman. Remember, Moana said, I am Moana of Mauna Kea. You will board my boat and restore the heart to Tafiti. And Wonder Woman said, I am Diana of, okay, I'm going to butcher this if I already didn't with Moana, but Thormisica, the daughter of Hippolyta, in the name of all is good, your wrath upon this world is over. So, you know, they both stated and claimed what their name is and then what they were there to do and what was going to happen next. So, those are very powerful statements. I would also put my name in writing in places where I could see your moon book or journal if you have one, a secret password protected online journal. Something about writing it out makes it more real, but also just keep it safe from prying eyes because it's a secret. Okay, so don't forget to walk, talk, eat, etc. as your new you. Remind yourself how she does things and do them that way. Just like very simple, like, you know, so if yours is Eartha Dawn, how does Eartha Dawn, the well-paid actress, walk her dogs? What is she going to order at the restaurant? What does she like to eat? Talk to yourself through these things and then step into that energy and be it and do it. Okay, that is the first secret. The second secret is a secret sigil or symbol. So, if you're not familiar with sigils, a sigil is a symbol that is created from using the letters of what you want to create. Makes sense, right? The famous alchemist John Dee, who worked for Queen Elizabeth's court, created an alchemical sigil that is still used today. It's called the monad. He created it in 1583, and he used the symbols for sun, moon, the elements, and the zodiac symbol for Aries, the cardinal fire sign. And I think that is because when you apply fire to these elements and stuff, you can create the precious metals and whatnot. But it's basically a symbol of oneness, and many people still meditate on it today. He didn't have the great results with it at the time that he had hoped, but it's still a really cool sigil. It's a little bit different from how most people create sigils because he created it by melding together symbols. And most people, the symbols that we use are letters. So you write out what you want to create. You can write out your I am statement from the last page or your name, your magical name, or any other goal that you're working on. So once you've written it out, you're going to cross out all the letters that repeat, and then you use the letters to make a symbol or a picture in a way that feels good. So let me show you a little bit of what that looks like. Okay, so here's an example that my daughter did real quickly for us. This one says, I easily pay my bills with money left over. So all of the repeating letters are crossed out, and you're left with the letters that she has circled. And you use those letters, and as you can see, she kind of put them together and made a picture that can overlap. And that's a really simple one. If you are artistic, you can make some beautiful sigils. There's a lady I follow online that does sigil art, and it's just beautiful. Even if you go to probably Etsy and search, you'll find some really cool ones. This is a link to my favorite sigil maker site. It's on Tumblr, Sigil Daily. Theirs are beautiful painted works of art, and they will tell you what they stand for. So if you want a sigil for a particular thing that you don't want to make, you can use those. Also, there's a free sigil maker, sigilscribe.me. And if you're lazy like me or not artsy, you can, just type in the words for the sigil. The nice thing, it works it all out for you, and boom, you have a sigil created for you. So, I usually do that, and then I will copy it onto paper, and I may curve it up a little bit because it's very straight and angled when they make these. So you can change it, and you can add whatever flair. You can use colors related to your outcome, like red for love, green for abundance, yellow or gold for success. All that. You can kind of look up different things. I usually use a gold Sharpie and little pieces of different colored paper, and you can anoint them with oils, such as money attracting oils, Venus oil, etc. And then when it's complete, you want to activate it by meditating on it and feeling of having the sigil statement already true in your life. And people who are in my Gold Life Lab have a guided meditation to activate their sigils with. But you can do it very simply yourself, just by, just taking that time meditating on it and just really tapping into that feeling of already having what you want to create with the sigil. Okay, so that's a sigil. What's an alchemical symbol? It can be anything that you choose that reminds you to be who you want to be. It could be an owl for someone who wants to graduate college, a knowledge thing, or a feather for someone on a spiritual path, a mask for an actor. And it doesn't nearly have to be that obvious either. It can be something that holds a meaning for you, but not necessarily for anyone else. And in fact, in that way, it's fun because people aren't going to notice, right? And so you can have that symbol decorating your house and people won't know what it means to you. And so it's something that's going to connect you to the energy of who you're becoming and your secret name. And so, for some people, they may create a symbol that they keep their whole life. They may change it, like they change their name as their goals change. So, okay. Should I have a sigil or a symbol? A sigil is a symbol. So it counts that you can have, but you can have one or the other or both. If you choose a symbol that is something such as a tag or a key, etc., it might be easier for you to put that into your environment without anyone else noticing. A lot of times, if you've got sigils drawn out, people are going to wonder like what they are. Although some of them can be done like in a beautiful art form and they just look like abstract art, and other people won't know. One of the things that is recommended is like after you activate a sigil or a symbol is that you don't have to consciously keep thinking about it. So when your eye scans it, it's going to remind your unconscious mind of what it's there for and what it's helping you work on. So you don't have to like think about it. That's what the symbol or the sigil can stand up for. But you can definitely have one or the other or both or multiple of both and none of all if this doesn't feel good to you. If you're like, that's just weird, that doesn't feel good, that doesn't bring good energy to me, then just skip that section. And this goes for anything that I tell you. It's all about what works for you and what's good for you. But it's good to have in your environment where you'll see it often and it can soak into your unconscious mind. Okay, so, and I feel like maybe I got this a little out of order, but with the symbol, you also can activate it. And we have a meditation in the Gold Life Lab for that to hold the energy of your daily work, place it in your environment to be a touchstone and a reminder of your work. Be on the lookout for your symbol, and it will often pop up in synchronistic ways for you. And that's always fun. It's kind of like driftwood whenever you have a symbol that you're working with. For me, one of my favorites is feathers, and I see feathers in the most crazy ways. And then sometimes if I'm saying, oh, well, yeah, but if I wanted to see a purple feather, and then boom, universe puts a purple feather there. So it's really fun because yes, you can definitely use that symbol to decorate your house, but you can also just be on the lookout for it out in the world. And you know, even if you're not particularly looking really hard, eyes peeled, it's more kind of a relaxed thing, just noticing and letting it come into your awareness, and you'll find that it pops up in the most interesting ways. Okay, so on to the third and last secret of daily alchemy for this training anyway, your laboratory. If you are an alchemist, you're going to need a lab. And alchemists had two laboratories. One is physical and one is non-physical. So can you guess which one is most important? It is the non-physical. That is the place where change first occurs. As within, so without. So you want to create your own secret laboratory that you can go to and do your own alchemical experiments. My son calls his the Mind Palace, a la Sherlock Holmes, if you've watched or read Sherlock Holmes. I think it's referred to in all of them. I definitely know that he gets into it on the Benedict Cumberbatch series, Sherlock Holmes. But I taught my children to create a magical place in their mind to go to when they need to relax, get answers to questions, etc. From a very young age. We used to do it at night before they went to bed, and I would lead them into going there before they went to sleep. And it's very effective for all kinds of reasons. It's soothing. It helps you sleep, but it also helps you get your own answers to your own questions and manifest things that you want. So you can create your own too in any way that you want. Okay. It doesn't have to look like a traditional alchemist laboratory. It can, or it can be a garden or a retreat villa or a castle. It doesn't matter as long as it's your special place. And that being said, a lot of times it's helpful to come back to that same image, but if it feels right to change it up and move on to a new lab, that is perfectly fine too. Once you've created it, the power lies in spending a few minutes each day working there, even if it's just those few minutes before you drift off to sleep. So before you enter your secret laboratory, you definitely want to step into your secret name and persona. You may even want to put a virtual lab coat on or whatever makes you feel ready. You know, for some, it might be a lab coat. For some, you might be dressing up like the alchemists of old, all steampunk. Well, actually, I guess they didn't dress steampunky, but you know, whatever feels right and good to you. So, and then when you go in, you get to create experiments to turn your lead into gold. Okay, so those are the three secrets. I work with these secrets and doing experiments in the Gold Life Lab membership site. If you are a member, you receive an audio that walks you through creating your own laboratory. And then every month there's a new guided audio with that month's experiment. We do different experiments in different months. And as always, I always encourage people to do what feels right so they can shift and do a different experiment if the one that the whole group is doing doesn't feel perfect for them. And along with that laboratory meditation, you get the PDFs for all these slides, the sigil and symbol activation audios. And then the members also have access to 12 of the classic courses from a group that I used to run called The Magical Life, The Magical Lie. Let me fix that before I forget. Manifesting Club, a private Facebook lab group, and each month's new kit and the group synergy of working on experiments along with other alchemists working toward a similar goal. And If you know me at all, you know I am the queen of typos, but I just fixed two of them right there in one slide. How amazing is that? Okay, so I intend that you've enjoyed learning your three life-altering alchemy secrets. Yes, and obviously, I've just kind of given you the start of, creating your secret name, sigil, or symbol, and your alchemy laboratory. And now the work is shifted over to you. So, as always, do right, do what feels right, and leave the rest. And I'd love to hear your experiences, but you don't have to share your secrets. Actually, don't share your secrets. But if you need some help along the way, feel free to reach out to me. You can ask any questions on the post of this class here. You can, and I'll come back and check it and answer them. You can also find me at dailyalchemy.com. From the left-hand corner, there's links to email me. So you can send me a message on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter too much, or Facebook, etc., Instagram. So thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. I hope that it is majorly beneficial for you, and may you create many golden moments. Happy transforming. And oh, one more thing, as I'm saying goodbye, sending you kisses, I'm also going to put a link to the Gold Life Lab and a little bit more info about that. It is open for enrollment now, so if you're interested, come on over, sign up. We've got a fun experiment starting tomorrow in there. And even if you join a little bit later than tomorrow, you can always jump right in where you are. And yeah, we're gonna have a lot of fun. So that is all. I am gonna try to figure out how to sign off on this because I don't truly know. So bear with me.